Are we good to go?
I
I
think
started the
we're
episode.
going.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Oh my God.
Welcome back to another episode of License to Chill.
Wow. I remember when we told them that this episode wouldn't exist, but we were here, but last week, this, you know, now that I'm home, we have more episodes.
More episodes, more time. It's not the end of the world. You know, Hannah's not going to Denmark, and we still get to do shows, so all is well.
Yeah, so, like, we're chilling, you know. Maybe it was a good thing. Now I can continue being a DJ.
Because that's totally more important in life than a semester of studying abroad.
Yeah, but we won't think about it too much.
But you can tell the people your good news that you get to come back to Lafayette.
Oh, yeah. I get to come back to Lafayette. I got a nice living situation. I'm currently in 3 out of 4 classes. So, yeah, I'm excited. I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, this could have been a lot worse. But, you know, it's going to work out for the best.
Yeah, actually. So it's kind of exciting. I hope. I don't know. I don't know what to expect for next semester. I feel like, you know, how similar will it be to the semesters in the past? You know, I don't want to get too excited, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really knows what to expect, honestly.
Yeah.
Semester abroad or not, nobody really knows what's coming.
I know. I mean, I heard that it was pretty similar in that I was talking to my friend Greg. Shout out to Greg. And he said that he went to Lafayette. He took the semester off, but he visited. And it was pretty normal. I mean, people were still hanging out, maybe in smaller groups, but you're still hanging out.
Yeah, it's going to be nice to see the friends again and
yeah,
get back to rowing. We're not going to go to regattas, but we get to have practice. So that's better than nothing.
That's fun. Yeah. Oh, my God. I haven't seen you in almost a year.
That's crazy. I think the last time we hung out was my 20th birthday.
Yes, and we got pizza, and that's when we heard that Lafayette was going to be canceled. I have, like, a flashbulb memory of that.
I do. We were sitting outside of, Hog Paul.
Yes.
I had that pasta. Did you have pasta as well?
I had pizza.
And you had a pizza, and then we ate our dinner, and then we went down to the radio.
Yes. And people were talking about how, like, Lehigh or, like, Bucknell was just canceled or off for, like, 3 weeks. We were like, oh.
Yeah, and I was so sick. I think I might have had COVID and just didn't know.
Wait, seriously?
You don't remember, do you remember how sick I was when we got that food?
No.
Well, I was. I had a really bad cold.
Oh my
Well,
God,
I think it
maybe
was a
you
cold.
did have COVID.
Yeah, because then I think that was a Tuesday. I think the next day I like skipped class, or that Monday I skipped class or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was really not doing too well.
Oh no.
So then, like, the crew team decided to, like, stay, like, as long as they
Yes.
could. And
Yeah.
I was like, after that Friday, I was like, just, I'm going home. Like, I can't stay.
I remember that. You're like, I should go. I remember that.
Right, yeah. So,
oh,
I missed the Barbie crew.
That's cute that they called it that.
Yeah. Oh
my God, wow. That's like,
back.
That's such a, like, it feels like not that long ago, but then also it feels like a long time ago. I don't know. It's like weird how much, I mean, I guess nothing's really changed, but you know how much things have changed.
Everything's changed.
Yeah.
It sounds so dramatic, but.
Everything has changed.
Has anyone said they can hear us?
No, but no one said that they can't hear us.
So that's
I don't know.
It's fine.
I don't know which one's better, but
let's go with no news is good news.
Yeah, we could say that. Should we play some tunes?
I think we should. I think this first song.
Oh my God, this first set.
Not to toot my own horn, but I really like this first song.
No, this first song is amazing. Like we were talking about, I don't want to give it away, but I'm like, you know, talk about it. It's just like you feel it like in your soul. It's so. Yeah, oh my God.
Right.
The second song is a little bit different, and we kept it there for Mr. Good. So,
yeah, just. Dad, this one's for you.
Yeah, this one's for you.
All right, we ready?
Here we go.
3, 2, 1, enjoy.
I met a woman in the hills, offered me some happy pills. Said it helps with conversation, started rolling dollar bills. I passed, but she asked me something about Benadryl. I said, that's not me, spilled 8 or 5 on my shoes. This brand, that brand, I don't really know, man. I got a pair of Benz, but I pulled them from a trash can. Bucket hat on, asked me where I got it from. I said, Target high price, on the 4th of July. She showed me her skin, asked me what I believe in. I said it couldn't be love, cause it's too sincere. And it couldn't be love, cause death's so near. So could it be God? Wait, I forgot, we don't like him here. So I got nothing to gain, nothing to lose, nothing to hide, but I've got something to prove. So believe in me, baby, believe in the Beverly Blues. Now she's looking at me funny, tying knots between her eyes. So I roll another friend in a plot to fill the silence. I pass it to her, ask her what's been weighing on her mind. She says nothing at all, I think she might have been right. My shirt's back on, I guess I figured her wrong. Cause she's asking me a question, still looking at me long. She said, what do you mean when you were singing that song? I said nothing at all, and turned out the light. And I'm asking myself what it is I believe in. I said it couldn't be love, cause it's too sincere. And it couldn't be love, cause death's so near.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. We are back. Yay. So apparently, I think maybe the website isn't working. I think it's the website. It seems to be kind of just like loading and won't play. So, you know, come back and listen to the recording. But those two songs were, so the first one, I guess if you want to look along to the song set list, the first one was Beverly Blues by Opia, and the second one was I'll Be Fine by Clary Brown and the Bangin' Rackets.
Yeah, so Beverly Blues by Opia was my pick. I heard it the other day, I forget where, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a good song. Like, I have to add it to the possibilities. And then I did that thing where, like, you add it to possibilities, and it says, it's already in this playlist. Like, do you want to duplicate? So I was like, whoa, like, I've had this song in my playlist for so long, and I just totally forgot about it. But we played Opia before, that Four Winds song that I picked that Hannah really liked was also Opia.
Yes, that was so good.
Yeah, and this one was really good as well.
So. Yeah. Yes, I actually just realized that we played Four Winds during show 32, which was our problem show, and now we're playing another Opia song in a second problem show.
Oh my gosh, I did not even put that together.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Opia has cursed WJRH.
Maybe Opia's, maybe. I don't know why. I like their music, but yeah.
I'm not a fan of that correlation. I guess this means no more Opia on the radio show.
Or maybe we'll play one more and see if it there's, you know, see if it happens.
Is there a saying about that? Like, twice is chance, like three times is like certain, like some kind of saying, or am I making this up?
No, I believe it. There's like three is a charm is something, but so I don't know. I believe it.
Huh.
Yeah, well, the second song was I'll Be Fine. That was my pick. I added it, and we were saying how it's definitely not, doesn't exactly fit with our vibe, but I started watching this new show on Hulu. It's called Please Like Me, and it's kind of funny, like kind of quirky, and I really like it, and this is the opening, like, theme song to the show, and it's so, like, I really like it. Like, every time they do the opening song, like, the characters are, like, dancing, and they kind of, like, put a spin on it, so they'll be, like, lip-syncing to the song. Like, sometimes, like, the mom will be lip-syncing, or the guy will be lip-syncing, and, like, there's a different person dancing, and it's always so happy. And so I've had this song stuck in my head for a while, so I wanted to play it.
Very bluesy. Definitely not the usual vibe, but I think it's good to sometimes break out of the usual mold, you know?
I guess. Yeah.
Get something a little
interesting.
Throw something a little different in there every now and then.
Yeah. Spice it up.
But,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
I'm kind of bummed that nobody can hear us live.
I know. I hate when that happens. It's like, you get all excited and
then and it's not, like, it's not even, like, there's nothing we can do about it, you know? It's not even this time.
I know. I mean, yeah, at least it's, like, at this point where you're kind of used to it, which is sad. But, like, if this happened, you know, during a real semester, I would not know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, I would not be upset to just keep doing it like this next semester. Like, really, if they don't let us into the studio. Like, you and I could be in the same room, like, do it on one computer.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do. We haven't talked about it. I was talking to my friend who... She goes to Hamilton. Shout out to Zoe. And she's on their radio station. She said that they would not open the station. They went to camp. They were on campus last semester, and they wouldn't open the station. And she did her shows virtual with her other, like, the DJs. And they were also on campus, but they were just each in their own dorm rooms.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, worst comes to worst, we could do that. I mean, that's no different from what we're doing right now. So
yeah, it's kind of interesting. I don't know. We'll see what they say.
Yeah. I understand, you know, if we're all talking in the same microphone, it might not work too well.
But, yeah.
Oh my gosh. The dogs are here. Do you want to see the dogs?
Oh, yes.
I'm gonna come in camera. Look, there's one.
Oh. puppy. What's its name?
This one is Bandit.
It's so cute. Oh, I want
it's
a
puppy. Chase.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you guys. This is just audio and not video. Nobody gets to see Chase and Bandit.
But yeah.
They're the stars.
Wow.
And now they're famous because they're on the radio.
Wow. I wish we could, like, have them, you know, like, bark or, like, say hi or something so people can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is really cute, guys. Oh, the dog is giving Elizabeth kisses, and it's... She doesn't look like she wants the kisses, but she's laughing.
Oh my gosh.
It's really cute.
I wonder if he can, like, hear your voice in the earbuds like he was trying to, like, bite at the earbuds.
Oh, oh my God.
Oh, that's funny.
Silly puppies.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, that was a good distraction. Oh, he's back. Okay.
Do we want to play the next songs?
Yeah, let's jump into another round.
You ready? Let's jump. Pet some pups.
All right.
Yeah, let's go.
3, 2, 1, enjoy.
Turn to dust. Soon, baby, I see them too.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
To WJRH, License to Chill. So that was Do It Like You Do by Koala, all in caps, and Take It From Me by Congos, also all in caps.
We did not do that on purpose, but that's funny.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I don't think we did. I think I might have kind of been like, oh, I should definitely pick this one because it's all in caps. They kind of like look the same, you know? It's like K, vowel, consonant. I don't know if you guys get what I'm saying, but...
Six letters, start with K,
yeah,
in caps. Kinda,
well, yeah. But they're kind of like opposite songs, though. I mean, the first one was so chill, and the last one was like so intense. I mean, in our world, the last one was pretty intense for a License to Chill.
Yeah, we were saying it would make a good, like, spin class song, like a good climbing song.
Yeah, it has that, like, beat that you pedal to.
Yeah, but anyway, the first pick, Do It Like You Do, that was my choice. We played Koala maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago when we played Animals, and it was Amy's playlist. So shout out to Amy again for introducing me to Koala. But it was sounded pretty much the same, like, the same vibe, the same voice, very chill. But, yeah. It's the vibe.
Yeah. It was chill. The first time I listened to it, I was like, oh, this is very chill. And the second time, I liked it even better. It had like a, yeah, I like the whole, like the instrument and the song. The second one was my pick. I think it was a Discover Weekly. There's another song by Congos that is kind of popular. It's Come With Me Now. I don't know if you guys know it. It's like, come with me now.
I didn't know that was them.
Yeah. That's like very popular. And then this is like their next popular kind of not known song.
Interesting. I did not put that together that those were the same artist. Because I definitely like everybody knows that song.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that song. But yeah. Yeah.
Well, you do anything fun today?
I went on a walk with my friend. And it was actually kind of crazy. I checked the weather before I left and I saw 40% rain at 2:00 and I was like, oh, okay. And I wore these boots that are like water resistant, not exactly like, you know, they're not rain boots. I was like, I don't know, I'm taking a risk, but I wore them anyway. And we were walking and it was fine. And then all of a sudden it started snowing and it was like a full on blizzard for like 5 minutes. Like full on, like couldn't see, wind was like whipping the snow, and then it went away and it was kind of cloudy and then it was sunny. Oh, the puppies.
Aww. Well,
but yeah, it was crazy.
What do they call that? A snow squall? Is that what that is?
Oh my God, I've never heard about this.
You've never heard of a snow squall? Like, have you ever heard that before? Snow squall?
I've never heard that word.
I think they call that a snow squall, where it's like really hard, really fast for like
a
couple minutes. And then,
oh my God.
Like, Google that. Snow squall.
I did. Yeah. I see. Snow squall. This is Wikipedia. A snow squall is a sudden, moderately heavy snowfall with blowing snow and strong, gusty surface winds. Yeah, that's exactly what I saw.
Huh.
That's so crazy. Damn.
Yes, learning new things today.
Yeah. I like when we teach the people new things. Wow. I've lived through a snow squall.
Interesting.
That's kind of funny.
But it was like a little winter wonderland for a few minutes.
Yeah, it was very weird. We're like, oh, I think that's a snowflake. And then all of a sudden it was like pouring down.
Very fun.
But that was kind of the highlight of my day. I really didn't like get up at until like 11:30. And then I kind of ate food, went on this walk at 2:00, got home at like 4:30, and now I'm kind of like ate some food and now I'm here. I'm like, oh, okay, day is speeding by, but you know, I'm not really doing anything else. Yeah,
so does this mean you've finished Bridgerton on Netflix as well now?
I feel like no.
Did you give up on Bridgerton?
Maybe a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So basically I watched the first episode and I was like, okay. And then I didn't really like the main character girl and I was like, And then I kind of just stopped. And okay, the thing is, I really like watching TV that's just like funny and light, like rom-com, but TV form. So I was like, ah, I need a rom-com in TV form. So I found the show Please Like Me. But then I was talking to my friend about Bridgerton, and she's like, yeah, I watched the first episode. I couldn't get into it. And then it picks up, and it's so good. You should get back. And I was like, okay, I'll watch it again. So I will come back to it.
Okay, you definitely have to give it more than just one episode. I do think it gets much better.
Okay.
And also,
I'll try it again.
That, like, the main character is just so attractive that it's worth
the Duke
to watch. The Duke, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes it worth the watch. Also, the older brothers are also very attractive. But
the older brothers were pretty nice. Just, you know, but yeah.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah. It was like, yeah. It was okay. Okay, I'll keep watching.
You give it a second chance. I think you'll appreciate it when it picks up.
Okay, I'll do it. But I don't know. Yeah, that was my big highlight. Do you have any highlights that you want to share?
Yeah, I went kayaking today. That was fun.
That's nice.
It was a little cold, but very pretty. So.
That is really nice. I mean, I associate kayaking with, like, the summer.
Right? Like, so it was a little bit different to associate kayaking with cold and layers today.
Yeah. It was
a little bit different.
That is a little bit different. Yeah, that's interesting. That's cool.
Yeah, watch the sunset. It was pretty.
That is really nice.
And then paddled our way back in. Yeah.
Nice.
You could say that was my highlight today.
Yeah, that's cool.
And now I'm petting this adorable fluffy dog. So that's my second highlight.
Oh, puppies. Have you had pets before?
We had a fish.
Yeah.
It was a beta. His name was Finn.
Oh.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Christopher is very allergic to things with hair.
Oh.
So, hence, we've never had dogs or cats.
Yeah, that's real. We had a beta fish, too. And its name was Windy.
That's a unique beta fish name.
I think we got it right after a storm. And I was like, I'll name it after the storm because it was windy.
That is very creative of you. I admire that.
It sounds kind of cool now, but in the moment, it was just kind of like, yep.
Like, that's a good name. Like, that's a good pet name.
Yeah. It does sound kind of, looking back, it is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But that was our only pet. I always wanted, like, a turtle or, like, something else. My sister was trying to convince my parents to get chickens.
Oh, are you allowed to have chickens where you live?
I don't know. That's the thing. We haven't looked into it.
We have researched in the past having chickens.
Really?
But you're not allowed to have chickens in our neighborhood.
Oh.
It's like against the ordinance or something.
Yeah, I've definitely heard about that. We didn't look into it because my parents, shout out to my parents, did not want the chickens.
I feel like they're a lot of work. Like, I understand that.
Yeah, you gotta, like, I don't know, clean the pen, like, get the eggs. It gotta go out.
Do you guys eat eggs to make it worthwhile?
Oh, we eat so many eggs. It's kind of ridiculous.
Well, maybe that would be good then, to get some chickens.
Maybe it would be good, yeah. Let's look into this a little bit more.
I think you guys should research. That would be really cool. This, like, to be like, then your fun fact about yourself could be like, oh, I have a chicken coop at home. I have
chickens. That's a good point.
I always struggle finding a fun fact. Do you ever?
I always do too. Weird? No, totally. Because, like, I'm like, what's a fun fact? Like, I'm not going to brag about myself. And then, like, if you say something lame, it's not exciting. And it's like, ha, 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 wow.
Yeah, like, you don't want to say anything too fun because then you look like a jerk. But then if you say something lame,
you're
like, this is embarrassing.
Exactly. In my cognitive psychology class last year, I remember the icebreaker was we went around and said a boring fact about ourselves. So it was like, I have a sibling. Or like, I'm right-handed. Just like, boring. I mean, I didn't like really learn anything about anyone that was that novel, but it was kind of like low stress icebreaker.
I like that better than the fun fact. I feel like there's too much pressure on the fun fact.
Yeah, I agree. And then you're like, some, ooh, no.
Yeah. There's some fun facts about people that, like, I still remember, though.
Really?
Yeah, like, just some, for some reason, have, like, stuck with me.
Damn. Huh.
Of course, now I can't think of any on the top of my head.
I guess, yeah, if it came up, I'd be like, oh, I know you and this. I sometimes say, oh, yeah, no, fun fact is hard. Sometimes I say I can juggle. I don't know if that's a fun fact of more like a, hey.
That's unique, though. Like, that's interesting.
I guess. Yeah. What do you say for your fun fact?
Sometimes I put out, like, Fastnet's Day. Like, my family does Fastnet's Day. Oh, you know, that's a fun fact. Or sometimes I do, like, this isn't as fun as I thought it was. But, like, the 5K on Thanksgiving Day, I thought that was really unique. And then it turns out a lot of people do that.
Oh,
yeah, I've said that a few times. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else was fun. I'm not sure, but I think those are my two like standby fun facts.
Yeah, I know it's kind of hard. I think I've said that I'm allergic to gluten, but that's like not fun. That just is
a fact.
I mean, I think it's kind of funny, or not funny, but like, oh, like I feel like that's like a. You know, you might not know that just by looking at me, but once you learn it, you're like, wow, like, that's a big part of you. I don't know.
Yep, whatever. It's an important fact, but not necessarily a fun fact.
It's not a fun fact. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's, like, the two truths and a lie thing. I feel like it's, like, you gotta think of something cool, but not, like, too cool. But then it has to be impressive. But then the lie has to be impressive. It's like, whoa.
The radio show is always one of my truths.
Yeah.
Like, it's just cool. I feel like saying
that
I
is so cool.
Like, as one of my truths is fun.
That is pretty good. Yeah. I haven't played the game in a while. I don't know what I. Huh.
I have my standby two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
Pineapple on pizza. That's a fun truth.
Oh, yeah. You do like that.
I do. I genuinely do.
Well, I guess I've never actually had it. It just kind of sounds bad.
It's the perfect combination of sweet and salty. And, like, texturally, it's really...
Oh, you like sweet and salty. I forgot about that.
What's not to like? It's perfect.
Yeah. Okay. I understand. So you get, like, the Hawaiian pizza?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Okay. I haven't tried it, so I guess I can't really bash it.
You can't bash it until you try it.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Should we play some more tunes?
Yeah, let's play. Let's do it up.
I like these two. These last couple are, like, classic License to Chill.
Yeah. Like I guess, yeah. I mean, this next one's a little different, but the last three are all, like, you know, dictionary definition of License to Chill.
If you look up License to Chill in Dictionary, these are some songs you'll find definitions.
Yeah. See, and then these artists.
Let's do it.
Cool. Three, here we go.
2, 1, enjoy.
I don't talk about my feelings much. Sit around with all my secrets tucked. Under the table with my family, staring off a little distantly, stuck in the middle of America, drawing X's on my calendar. We get bored and drink our dreams away, 'cause that's what everybody does these days. Laying here underneath the big sky, stars blinking at me like the strobe lights. Everything is clear and I-
down and let the TV fill up all the quiet on the windowsill. For all the flowers that we try to see, but no one's getting any sun today. Talk and talk forever, but never end up anywhere. Get bored and give our love away, 'cause that's what everybody does these days.
A gentleman.
I'm waiting for.
We're back.
Hi guys.
We were doing a little something in between there.
Crazy dogs
stalking.
These puppies that stalk.
Aren't they adorable?
I just get to see their little snouts, and it's so cute.
Guys, I wish our listeners could see them as well. Chase and Bandit are real stars.
If only it was like a TV show.
Chase and Bandit, the TV show.
Like if they could see us.
Oh my gosh, that's fun. I think they see you, or like they hear, like they're definitely looking, like he's looking at the screen. I don't know if he can see you, or like he hears your voice in the headphones or what, but.
Oh, I mean, dogs have like a good sense of hearing. Isn't that like a thing?
I think that's a thing, yeah.
It's definitely a thing. Maybe I wonder if they like, whoa, that's so trippy. If like every time someone's listening to headphones, like the dog can hear it.
That's whack.
Whoa. Never really thought about that. Like, well, what, like dogs hear everything, probably.
Like, they can maybe hear your voice right now, even though, like, I have headphones on.
Okay, I'm Googling it. There's no doubt dogs have great hearing. So the answer is probably yes. However, it's probably not a good idea to put the headphones on your dog, since their hearing is much more sensitive. No, that's not what I want to know.
I would never put earbuds in a dog.
That's so weird. Okay, this is a Reddit post. Can my dog hear the music coming from my headphones? Highly probable. But highly probable. That's the answer.
Probable. I mean, yeah, that's what we thought, right?
I bet we should do some sort of, like, science experiment.
That'd be funny. Anyway, should like, we tell people, should we tell people what we just played?
Oh, wow, yeah, that's the only reason they're here, probably.
they don't care about the dogs. Okay.
They don't care about the dogs. Okay, so that was Norman Rockwell by The Mowglis and Roma Fade by Andrew Bird.
The one and only Andrew Bird.
Yeah, really, really the one and only. All
right, yeah, Norman Rockwell, The Mowglis, that was my pick. I thought we had played The Mowglis before, but we checked, and apparently we haven't.
Yeah, but no.
Hannah's heard of them before. I'm familiar with them, but apparently this is the first Mowgli song we've played.
Maybe we were, like, going to, and then we took it out or something?
Yeah, it's the only thing I can think of. But anyway, yeah, it was from my Discover Weekly, Mowgli's. It was good. It was chill.
Yeah, no, it was chill. The next pick, Roma Fade, Andrew Bird. That was my pick. I mean, Andrew Bird, a classic here at License to Chill. I was in the car. We went to the dollar store and went thrift shopping yesterday with the fam. And I was playing some music in the car, and this was one of the songs that came on. And I was like, oh my God, Andrew Bird.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is like the fourth or fifth Andrew Bird song we've played.
Mm-hmm. Like, really?
Yeah, some of his stuff actually is like really weird, but this one was really good. Good strings, you know, you can't go wrong with the strings.
Oh, so good. Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. Should we, cool. We're running a little short on time.
Yeah.
Should we play our last batch?
Yeah, let's go for it. Last batch is a classic License to Chill set, so get hyped.
You're
going to
love it. Three, two, one, enjoy.
It's loading, so I can feel your arms around me. Wait till the music turns to romance. Go tell that DJ that he owes me. I'm waiting for that slow dance.
clock for 40 hours. We'd end up right back at the start. I'm waiting for that slow dance, so I can feel your arms around me. Wait till the music turns to romance. Go tell that DJ that he owes me. There's no doubt about it. It's something magical. Feeling awesome.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? I wasn't ready.
Hi. Hi, everybody. So that was Slow Dance by State Motel and Dying is Fine by Ra Ra Riot.
Bit of a morbid title, but a good song. Slow Dance, yeah. State Motel, that was my pick. State Motel, a classic. We have a couple of their songs on
classic.
Here.
Classic. So. They're good.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
Yeah, can't go wrong. Ra Ra Riot was in my possibilities playlist for a while. Maybe it was a Discover Weekly a while ago, and then I didn't want to play it because it's kind of a morbid title. And yeah, but it's kind of an upbeat song, though.
Yeah, what's not to like? It was a good one.
Yeah, cool.
Aside from the title.
Yeah, well, Do you want to sign us off on this day?
Oh my gosh, wait. I haven't done it all semester. It's just so much pressure.
Yeah. All right. It just kind of rolls off the tongue. You start
you
with
that. Listening. Oh, Hannah, you interrupted me.
I didn't know you started. I'm sorry.
All right, here we go. You guys have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, / Larchmont, New York, / West Deptford, New Jersey. This is License to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Hannah.
How did I do?
That was actually really good, and now I'm embarrassed for all the, 30 times that I've messed up.
We need to make you a poster like they have in this studio.
Wait, don't tell anyone they have a poster. They need to think that we just do it naturally.
Oh, okay. My secret is out. Sorry, guys.
No, it's all okay. Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You'll hear us next Tuesday.
Yeah, you'll hear us next Tuesday. Okay, cool. All
right.
Well.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, guys. Have a good week. Bye.